This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the Live Feed.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we feature a musician who made the transition from classical flautist to hip-hop artist. We visit with Lizzo from Minneapolis. Lizzo will share with us her journey through music, artist collaborations, as well as her feelings on being a woman in hip-hop. Keep listening as we hear part of Lizzo's set from Midwest Music Fest, along with her other music project, Girl Party. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to The Live Feed. I'm with Lizzo at Midwest Music Fest in the Big Top Tent. You just got done playing a really high energy show.
Yeah.
That's got to take a lot out of you or feed your energy. Which way does it go?
Well, it's kind of like a give and take. The crowd gives the energy. I'm putting the energy out. It's meeting and it's giving us both life.
You're a transplant to Minnesota, right? Originally from the Houston area?
Mm-hmm. I'm from Houston, Texas.
What brought you?
I'm born in Detroit, but...
Oh, okay. So kind of almost close to home, but not quite.
Almost close, yeah, but not quite.
What brought you to Minnesota?
I moved here with a mutual friend, and I just did it to do it. My band in Houston had broken up, and he was like, come move with me in Minnesota. We made really good music together, and I just needed a change. So I just left, knowing nothing about Minnesota and just hoping for the best. And it turned out to be one of the best decisions I've ever made. I'm so happy. Yeah, my voice is gone. So happy to be here.
So for you, when did music start?
Music started, I've been playing flute. I'm a classically trained flautist. I was a flautist since I was 12. And I think that's when it started for me.
You got accepted to like a really prestigious school for...
Yeah, well, I went to the University of Houston, and then I was going to continue studying at the Paris Conservatory. That was the plan, but didn't work out that way.
You still play flute?
I do. I play flute on the album. So there's a couple tracks like Be Still and Bloodlines where there's flute on there.
So going from a classical background to like this hip-hop, that's quite a transition.
Yes and no. But because my band director, Mr. Browden, my first band director, he would make us play like Biggie Smalls.
Okay.
So we would play like hip-hop. And then like he made learning music fun. And so I was introduced to that in a very strange way. Classical met hip-hop almost immediately. And even to this day, it like kind of bridges the gap for me. Because, you know, when you can speak the musical language, you have a different view of how music should be made. It contributes a lot to the hip-hop. It's a lot of the reason why I choose some of the beats. It's why a lot of some of the musical progressions in the beat sound kind of classical and like romance music. It's really cool.
But the next song I want to do, y'all mind if I sing to you for a second? Does the mic mind? Can I live? Can I live? I wrote this song before I was able to tour with her all over the world and seeing all these fine-ass motherfuckers. I wrote this when I was sitting in my room just dreaming of this shit. And it's a love song to music and also to somebody who can bring me a shot. Because you know I'm single and shit. This song is called Go. Yeah.
I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to The Live Feed. We now return to my interview with Lizzo from Midwest Music Fest.
What do you think it's like to be a woman in your genre of music these days, as opposed to like 10 years ago?
Well, I don't know. Outside of the genre, I feel like being a woman is such a beautiful and special thing that everyone gets to experience who is female. And I think that everyone has their different experiences. Like, I don't know how it would be 10 years ago, but I know 10 years now in the future with me here, I'm having a great time. I'm representing, I'm laughing, I'm loving. I'm not finding any type of hate or segregation, and I'm just doing it for the women.
So when you write, how often is that, and is it on a whim?
I don't really get to write as much anymore because I've been touring a lot. But sometimes, like, the times that I do get to write is with Girl Party. We plan, like, strategic getaways. Like, I'll get away with Ryan Olson and we'll, like, map out songs. And I get to, like, freestyle and then I'll, like, conceptualize. But I don't really get to write as much anymore. But I'm more of a poet and I write stories when I was younger. And the songs kind of came third. You know what I mean?
What is it you've learned most about in your career?
I learned to be fearless. I learned to, like, never be afraid to do what you were born to do. And I also learned to know your business at the very same time. Because there's two sides to the music, like, there's the art form of it, and there's people who make music just to create, and then there's the business side, and there's the people who are in music to create a business or to profit or to sell something. And, like, fortunately and unfortunately, as a performing artist, you have to marry the two. You have to marry commerce and art. And I learned that always be true to yourself and be fearless, but at the same time, know your business, because it is.
What's the big plan for you?
The big plan is to keep on doing what I'm doing. I have a lot of shows that I'm going to be playing this summer. Super blessed to be even, like, asked to perform and participate in them. So I'm just going to keep doing that. I'm going to probably come out with more music, but Lizzo Bangers is being re-released on Virgin EMI Records worldwide in May. You got to check out lizzomusic.com or my Facebook, L-I-Z-Z-O, or Twitter, L-I-Z-Z-O, to find out when that's dropping.
You have the hookups for the social media. Just, yeah, that's a challenge in itself, I think, in the music industry, if you're self-promoting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm self-promoting, but at the same time, like, I have a beautiful team. I have an amazing team of people who are helping me out, and I'm really fortunate to have them because they make it possible. They get me out there, you know, and you can say that it's something that's innate, and then there's just something special about people that makes you want to follow what they're doing and know what they're up to. And then there's also hard work behind it. There's a method to it. So social media is a blessing and a curse, and I use it as a tool, and I also have a lot of fun on it.
I got my family in the audience. Shout out to Sweet Pea and Seven and Blowtorch and Brother John. But I got my sister. Have y'all met my sister, Cheetah? And we're all in a group called Girl Party. And we're about to do a song or two for you. Y'all ready for that? Welcome Cheetah on the stage.
What up, what up, Winona?
My king now. child. Sure.
Oh, let me bring my child out. Riding high in the whip with my dream spells. Had that tune now. I broke my cane now. And we hand in hand. Giving a f if they understand. Putting on bricks so we on the land. I raised my belly with it. She got so jetty with it. Green face trying to own the place. And I'm causing outside trying to draw that trace. Chartreuse, chartreuse, I'll burn. Down that throat to the heart to the ghost, so you thought you earned. And you wanna test me? Guess you know who the best be. CC, to the newbies, catering needs, I can only be met at they wish me seeds. Count your pennies and wish to see. The fish will die in the heat with a crease. Ooh, did you look sticky with that buzzer do? Clean up, boo. Only time will tell if you can make it through. Here's a clue. Tick tock and it don't stop. I'll be the doc on the block, driving in the flames with the earbone lock. 2014 boy bees on top of all. We own it. The odds ain't be condoning. Wishes she was Kelly Bowden's in our crew. It must be girl time. I mean, our time. I hit prime, but we in live. I put on up with a mic truck. Don't get hit.
Yeah. Night watch. Better watch out. Sure.
Waiting. Yeah, you know me. That's what I got you thinking. Oh, you got the lead. Boy, you better learn that block. If you don't understudy, been studying up. Freshman year, still I'm bad as fuck. Top of the heap, I'm what's up. I'm what's up. What's happening? Like Cam said, oh, hell no. You didn't just say that. Wait a minute. Rewind that track. Scratch that shit. You need to take it back. Let's just keep it cash, baby. Until you fall off. Keep it hella tart, honey. Cranberry sauce. I'm looking for a turkey to eat.
Oh, you the regular. I didn't know you were the regular.
threatening. But did you know that I cool so you show on the low? I wanna wake up, hurry, Bill Murray. Better be your mummy. Titty with the signs of the car, with the season of reason, you all get blurry. Better hydrate. Got that ass in 21st century, mister. Got that blessing. Move up, sis, a party, and we stepping naughty, dolly. Keep it real. You know I'm gonna pick that queen. You got three chances to know what I mean. The BGC has called us hearing.
Oh, you guilty.
Take a fast, get your clothes on the field of best clothes. Got your bottle strings, and you dancing like I taught them to. Ooh. And you look so smooth. Wine, grind, pop on a dime. Dancing, know you be there all the time.
Oops, my bad.
You know you be there all the time.
Oops, my bad.
You know you be there all the time, yeah.
Oops, my bad.
And you still waiting in that line. Ooh, how cute. No one got an attitude, are you?
Ooh, I didn't know you was a regular.
Oops, my bad.
Get a little bit of numb nose, bitty bitty bomb 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 pa. Wanna get it, don't stop. Ooh, but my fizzy just so bad. Wanna cop a cop, cop, it's a lot of cops, lot of on top of the cut up.
Charcuterie,
mercy me nasty. But oh no, no, everything is close. Except the king of the regulars, castle doors. I'm like, womp womp, let's go. We got wontons, turn up. That hot sauce costs extra for that real tomato. But wait. I think I'm smelling something funny. Suddenly I caught this regular. Talk to my buddy. Whoa, walk like a rogo. Recognize the threshold, I'm stuck.
How could you think that you could prove to 100 proof? Who you think you talking to?
We got girl party and Winona about to regulate this.
I'ma give me another name. I didn't know you was a regular. I didn't know you was a regular.
She's right.
I didn't know you was a regular. You the regular.
You guys are great.
You've been listening to the sounds of Lizzo from Midwest Music Fest. I'm Terry Tenseth with The Live Feed. We now return to my interview with Lizzo.
With Girl Party, how long has that been going on for now?
Girl Party is very young. It'll be 1 year old in July. Yeah.
How did you meet the ladies?
Sophie Harris and I met almost immediately when I moved to Minneapolis. Manchita and I met maybe a few months after that. We had all been making music together. I've been making music with Sophia Harris in the Chalice, and I've been making music with Manchita in the club. And about a year and a half into that, I was like, why don't we all just make music together, you know? And we all sat down at a bar and just did it, you know? Like, we'd all known each other and been wanting to do it, and a lot of things had happened that put it off. And we realized that April of last year was the time, and then we've planned and planned, and July Girl Party was born.
Right. And what do you like in contrast to you doing the duo work in comparison to the group work?
I like the different types of energy. Like I was saying about the audience, like they're giving me this energy and they're soaking up my energy. But then when you have someone else on stage with you, like Manchita and Sophia Harris, you can add on to that and they can give you a helping hand and you can stop and breathe sometimes and you can focus on just being a spitter instead of being like this dancer, performer, singer, rapper, song performer. You know what I'm saying? Like I get to just sit and just be a rapper and spit rap verses with them. And that's an amazing feeling because it takes me back to the roots of like hip hop.
Great. Well, I know you're busy. Yeah. And happy birthday. Happy birthday. And thanks for coming to Midwest Music Fest.
Thank you so much.
So I think I have another treat for you guys. Do you guys like candy or like sweets? Do you guys like cakes or like donuts? Do you guys like cookies? I'm so glad y'all like cookies because I brought a whole f***ing batch of them with Sophia Harris. Let's go.
I got my batches and cookies. I got my batches and cookies. I got my batches and cookies. I got my
from my baby booty, Louis. PP don't make nothing cheapy. Hanging with the creepy creepies. That's it, a new battle peepies. Holy, holy, while looking through the poly, holy, holy, guacamole. You got the gooey, now you're a booty. Batches and cookies, I got my batches and cookies. I got my batches and cookies. I got my batches and cookies. I'm a batches and cookies. I got my batches and cookies. Got my batches and cookies. I got my butt.
Me say work like a boss, work, work like a boss,
work like a boss, work, work like a boss,
work like a boss, work, work like a boss. Oh, I think they ready.
Hell yeah,
let me stretch out.
Work like a boss, work like a boss,
work like a boss,
work like a boss,
look like a girl,
act like a lady,
think
like a man,
but what?
like a boss. Work like a boss. Work, work like a boss. Work like a boss. Work, work like a boss.
No!
Work, work, work. Don't tell my mama I did that, okay? We still friends, right? Thank you so much, Winona. Make some noise, Sophia Ayers. Get home safe or stay out safe.
Thanks again to Lizzo for joining us on The Live Feed. More information on Lizzo can be found at lizzomusic.com, and more information on Girl Party can be found at www.grrlprty.com. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.